Shalom Aleichem from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. It's Erev Yontif. V'samachta b'chagecha. We're exploding with simcha over here in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, waiting for the Yontif to come in. And of course, there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha on every Yontif. However, Chazal tell us that there's more simcha on Sukkot. In fact, Sukkot is called Zman Simcha Seinu. Of all the Yamim Tovim, we describe Sukkot by the Simcha. The Simcha is a definitional point in the Chag. The Tosfos Yontif in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, says that that's why we say Zman Simcha Seinu. Why? Because there's extra Simcha on Sukkot. What is the extra Simcha? He says that we would dance in the Beis HaMikdash, the Simchas Beis HaShueva. And he says that's why it's called Chag. It's called a Chag Miloshen Machol V'Rikud, from dancing. Sukkot is a yontif of extreme happiness. And if we want to tap into this yontif, it's a crime if we don't understand what happiness is. Everyone wants to be happy, right? We're always saying, be happy. There are even songs, right? Mitzvah Gedolios B'Simcha. Tamid should always be happy. And it's not just Rav Nachman Mibreslov. It's a Mefurisha Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Deis that a person should be always have a happy demeanor. We all want happiness. And somehow, Sukkot is an overload of happiness. The Lashon of the Rambam is Simcha Yisera in Parakhes of Lulav. So let's try to understand the Simcha. On a regular Yontif, on Shavuos, on Pesach, there's a mitzvah, V'samachta b'chagecha. How are you mekayim that mitzvah? You're mekayim that mitzvah through eating basar, having wine, giving the kids geshmakazachin, candies, chocolate, all those things, giving the girls nice clothes to buy, nice suits for the men. V'samachta b'chagecha. Why? Because we're physical beings. Even though it's a spiritual yontif, it's a yontif of the neshama, but the neshama has a shutuf, and his name is Guf. And Guf needs things for himself. He's happy to be happy in the sukkah. He's happy to sing, V'samachta b'chagecha, but he wants to know what's in it for him. So we cut a deal with him. We say, Guf, listen, here's your steak. Here's your nice Armani suit. Here's your geshmaka chocolates and candies. Let's go. Let's sing to the Rabbonu Shalom. And he joins. And that's the idea of Simcha. And that's why the Rambam writes, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif by doing things that will make you happy. Eating foods that will make you happy. Wearing clothes that will make you happy. Getting into the Yontif spirit by taking care of your needs to make yourself enjoy the day. That's regular Simchas Yontif. However, the Rambam takes it to a new level on Sukkot, and he shocks us. If you want to take a look inside, Mitzvah Saseh Nun Dalet, says the Rambam, on the mitzvah of Simcha Beregalim, V'kol ba'amra v'samachta b'chagecha, kol mine simcha, to be Mekayim Simchas Yontif, you do it with all types of simcha. Basar, Yayin, Begadim, Chadashim, new clothes, Peros, Umine, Masika, Lektanav, and Nashim, chocolates and candies. Then the Rambam says something incredible. V'lischok b'klei nigin, v'lirkod b'mikdash levad, to play instruments, to dance in the mikdash alone. V'hi simchas beis hashoeva. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva is the place of Simchas Yontif. Zekulo nichnas tachas amra v'samachta b'chagecha. What is going on in the Rambam over here? I understand that the Rambam is talking about basar, yayin, new clothes. The Rambam's saying, and you know what else there is? Dancing and playing instruments only in the Mikdash on Sukkot. It's clear that the Rambam is describing a level of simcha that has rules and regulations that are different than anything else. If you dafka are in the mikdash, and it's sukkis, you can dance and you can play instruments and achieve simcha. It sounds like if you take out your guitar in Chol HaMoed in any other place other than the Mikdash, you're not going to be mekayim this level of simcha. What is going on in this Rambam? Where did this come from? So let's go deeper, my friends, and we're going to really understand new levels of simcha. If we try to understand how the Rambam describes what a Simchas Beis HaShoeva is, we take it for granted. We think when the yeshiva gets together, it's a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And of course, there is a remnant, a Zecher Ledavar, but let's try to really understand. Says the Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Lulav Halacha Yud Beis, even though there's a mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha on every yontif, b'chaga sukkis ha'isasham b'mikdash simcha yisera, there was explosive simcha going on in the mikdash. Shenemar v'samachtim lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. It's gorgeous. The Rambam says, even though there's a mitzvah simcha on every yontif, but in the mikdash, there was more simcha on Sukkot, in the Mikdash. Where's his raya? The pasuk says, V'samachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. You will be happy on Sukkot in front of Hashem for 7 days. Where's in front of Hashem? In front of Hashem is the Makom of Shechina, the Beis HaMikdash. And this is the makor for the Rambam. And the Rambam describes what happened over here. If you knew how to play an instrument, chalil, makom, menagim, bekinor, benevom, mitzvazayim, kol echav echad, bekli shir, shu yodei, lenagin. If you could play an instrument, you were invited. Umish yodei bepeh, if you were a vocalist, soprano, harmonies, you name it, you can sing. Virokdin, mesapkin, metapkin, mefazin, mekarkin, kol echav echad, kamosh yodei. If you knew how to do backflips, front flips, stand on your pinky, ooh, you were invited to the Beis HaMikdash. Sounds exciting. It sounds like there were going to be busloads of interesting people doing all of their tricks, right? People who were on the USA gymnastics teams, right? They're all coming. The answer is no. We're not inviting people from the US gymnastics teams. Maybe we'll invite some famous singers from Klal Yisrael, all the ones who have top hits. Not so fast. What do I mean? Says the Rambam, and listen to this incredible thing. Lo hayu osinosa ame ha'aretz v'kol misha yirtze. It doesn't matter how much talent you have, how beautiful your voice is, how acrobatic you are, how talented you are on your guitar. What a bass player! It doesn't matter. If you don't know all of Torah, you can't do this simcha. Ela gedoyle chachme Yisrael, Rashi Yeshivas, Sanhedrin, right? You never thought that the Sanhedrin knew how to play the guitar or could do backflips. Well, we thought wrong. Vachasidim, vazikenim, anshe maisim, people who were famous in Klal Yisrael for incredible maisim, people who were bali tfila, who would sit and do yichudim and connect with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Heim shayu merach misachnim nagmanim sameach b'mikdash b'mei chag ha'sukkos. Those were the people who were playing the guitar, who were doing the acrobatics, who were singing the songs, and nobody else. Can you imagine? Now we understand why we say on Yom Kippur, Ashrei ayin ro'ah zos. Fortunate is the eye who saw this. Can you imagine how uplifting this was? So where was everybody else then during this simcha? Where were they? Says the Rambam, Aval kol ha'am, ha'anashim, ha'anashim kulan. Everybody else, all of us regular people, where were we? Bayin liros v'lishma. We came to see and hear. First of all, what is the Rambam doing over here? He's telling you where the people were, and why does he mention see and hear? I mean, it's like, this is a very sensory experience here. They came to see and hear. Well, it's obvious. They came to see the acrobatics and the dancing. They came to hear the beautiful nigunim, the sopranos, the harmonies, and the klei negina. But the Rambam seems to be doing something over here. They came to see and they came to hear. And the answer is the following. Listen so well, because this is such a yesod for life. So many people don't understand what real happiness is, and we're going to shut it down right now. The Rambam is saying over here that the simcha that was going on in the Beis HaMikdash was something that could only be in the Beis HaMikdash. B'mikdash levad. There are certain experiences in life that are so uplifting that you have to be in a certain environment in order to tap into them. You need the right place. Not only that, you need the right time. Sukkis, which also was Zman, during the Nisuch HaMayim and this whole Shavta Mayim B'Sasson, the Simchat Beis Shoeva was Zman of getting Ruach HaKodesh. It was tremendous Aliyah. And it's right after the Yom Noraim. And it's like we're getting a hug from HaKodesh Baruch Hu in the Sukkah. It was the perfect place, the perfect time, and you need the perfect people. Who could really be b'simcha lifnei Hashem? Not Amaratzim. We're talking about being gigantic. We're talking about dveikus b'Hashem. And over there, if you could be an expression of that simcha, you were invited. Simcha yisera, not on sukkis per se. Sham b'mikdash, or like in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, b'mikdash levad. And what did we do, though? What, we can't be part of this simcha? We can't be there? No. We're all invited. But you know how we're invited? We're invited as spectators to be elevated. We see the rikudim. We hear the nigunim. And we attach ourselves to experiences that we would like to have on our own, but we're not there yet. And we get swept up by the tzaddikim, by the Rashi Yeshiva, by the Sanhedrin. Kol ha'am shamu v'ro. They heard and saw. Mishalo ra'a simchas beis ha'shoeva. Lo ra'a simcha me'am. Why is it? Whoever didn't see a simchas beis ha'shoeva. Yeah, most of us were just spectators. We're seeing. And when you can experience this, you start to realize that life is bigger and better, and Hashem is closer than we ever really thought. And the Torah is greater than we ever thought. When you see a Rosh Yeshiva who's spinning around, playing that guitar, doing flips in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like David HaMelech did in front of the Aron Hashem, we start to realize what we can do by attaching ourselves. I had the schus. Many years I would daven by Hagon HaTzadik Rav Don Segel. And in particular on Chanukah, memories of his Hallel. His Hallel, Rav Don was standing at the Amud, but they knew he would get taken to another place. So they had to clear out 10 feet from the Amud, a full circle. Rav Don would rotate in a perfect circle. And his face was so shining that it was scary to look at, just from the level of simcha. The grin that he had looked surreal. It looked like his face had no room for his smile. And when you saw this, you became a different person. I remember feeling, I can have a better connection with Hashem. I can be more connected. But I needed Rav Don to take me there. And if a person puts himself in the right environment, and he prepares himself as a person, and the time is opportune, he can experience Simcha Yisera. Simcha Yisera. What is Simcha Yisera? Simcha Yisera means not just a steak, not just a glass of wine, not just a nice dress, not just chocolate. It's about being besimcha. Because I'm a Yid, because there's Torah, because there's Shechina, because there's Ruach HaKodesh. And people actually, the tzaddikim got Ruach HaKodesh at the Simchas Beis Shoeva. The Simcha wasn't just an external expression of the fact that they were Rosh Yeshiva. They would actually get tapped in at the Simchas Beis Shoeva itself. Amazing. Amazing. And I'll tell you something else, something incredible. In Shurish Aleph of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban says something incredible to support the Bahak. He says the Bahag is mashma, that singing on Yontif is part of V'samachta B'chagecha. Singing on Yontif is part of V'samachta B'chagecha. That's what the Bahag says. And the Ramban, bringing from a Gemara and Erchin, supports this. By bringing the Pasuk, having to do with the Avodas Leviim, that Chazal learned from Tachas Esher Lo Avadat HaMashem Lekechem B'Simcha U'Betuv Leiva, that Simcha and singing go together, because Chazal darshan the concept of singing in the Mikdash for the Leviim from the Pasuk of Simcha. And the Shagas Aryeh is Cholek. He says, look at Rashi over there in Erchin. You know what Rashi says? Rashi doesn't say that you sing to be happy, and that's really what you do on a Simchas Yontif. You eat meat to be happy. You wear a nice suit, a new suit, to be happy. You eat chocolate to be happy. The Rashi writes over there that you sing because you're already happy. And he says there's no proof that singing should be part of Simchas Yontif, because Rashi says that people sing after they're happy. Sometimes you're in a moment that you feel so good that you just want to sing. Ay, 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 ay. Di-di-di-di-di-di-di-da-da-dum. You get a good shot in a Reb Chaim. You read a Brisker Rav. You see a Rashba that you never saw before. A beautiful Vart on the Parsha. And we sing from Simcha after we're already happy. Says the Shagas Aryeh, and I'm not going to get into the machlokas here, it's a very deep machlokas, whether or not you sing after you're happy or you sing in order to be happy. But the Shagas Aryeh brings a gorgeous Rashi that we sing after we're happy. So therefore, he says, V'samachta b'chagecha doesn't work when you are singing because you're not happy yet. But let me tell you something amazing. Who is happy? Who is happy already? The Rosh Yeshiva, the Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, the Anshei Maisa, who are at the Simchas Beis Shoeva, they're singing not just to create something from artificial steaks and wine and clothes. They don't need that. And that's all good for us. We're simple Jews. They're already happy. Their Simcha, their singing is an expression of where they achieved, of where they got to. And that's what we're witnessing. When we come to the Simchas Beis Shoeva, we see people who hit a level, of real Simcha Pnimis, and it's finally coming out. It's finally being expressed at the right time and at the right place. And this is a real lesson for us about what simcha is. Simcha, even for us simple people, when we eat wine, when we eat steak and we drink wine, we're not supposed to leave it there. We're supposed to connect more. We're supposed to be more connected. We're supposed to be in environments that will create more simcha. We're supposed to be around people who elevate our Simchas Yontif, who take us to higher madregas in Simcha. And the Sukkah is really a makom of Shechina. It's not the Beis HaMikdash. But the Sukkah is a makom where the Shechina is Shora. There's so many ramazim to this, that the Shechina is Shruya in the Sukkah. And we have to try to have our level of a Simcha Yisera. First of all, of priorities, to know that there's different levels of simcha that we've never tapped into. There are different frontiers in Avodas Hashem. Every one of us can tap into being a Rosh Yeshiva, to being Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, to being Anshei Maisa, to making more of our relationship with Hashem and having more of that Dveikus, and to expose ourselves to those types of people. New frontiers in simcha, Simcha Yisera. And not to be stuck in such a superficial simcha of just having 20 l'chaims going, V'samachta b'chagecha, woo! shitchi. One thing Yerushalayim is not going to miss this year. Yerushalayim misses a lot this year. You know what it misses? It misses all the Heilige Yidin who come and fill the hotels and come to daven at the Kotel to meet the Rebbes and the Tzaddikim and the Rosh Yeshiva to give out a ton of staka to anyone who desires. Yerushalayim is definitely crying this year from missing that. But there's something that Yerushalayim's not crying from. And I've been in Yerushalayim for Sukkot. For 30 years now, I've been in Yerushalayim for Sukkot. And there's one thing it's not crying from. It's not crying from people who have Kiddush after Kiddush after Kiddush, shtelling blue label, unlimited blue label, and just partying with emptiness. Not tapping into any type of real Dveikus B'Hashem. Just showing off and losing themselves. And it's a Rambam, my friends. Like always, it's a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav of Hilchas Yontif, Kisha Pasuk Halacha Chaf, Kisha Adam Oichel V'Shose V'Sameach B'Regel. When someone's eating and drinking and happy in the regel, Lo Yimshach B'Yayin U'B'Schok, he shouldn't lose himself in the wine and in the lightheartedness U'B'Kalus Rosh. And think, oh, the more bottles I can shtel, the more simcha. Don't think that being mosif bezeh is adding to mitzvah simcha. It's a mistake. Shehashichrus vaschok harbe. Getting drunk and justam being crazy for no reason. Vikalus rosh eina simcha. It's not real happiness. They look so happy. They're not happy. They are made of cardboard. They're cardboard cuttings of people who are just swaying left and right. And if you blow on them, they will fall down because they have no substance. None. They just have unlimited money and swipe their credit cards all day. Ella hololus visichlus. They're fools. The Lonitzavinu al Holos Vasichlos. Hashem doesn't want people to be idiots. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to be an idiot. El al Simcha Shieshbo Avoidas Yitzer Akol. There's only a mitzvah to have Simcha to serve the Rabbonu Shalom. Shnemar Tachas Esher Lo Avadita Es Hashem Alokecha B'Simcha V'Tov Levav. Halamadita She'Avoda. Besimcha, serving Hashem is happiness. Now watch this gorgeous line in the Rambam. V'i efsher lavod es Hashem lo mitoch schok v'lo mitoch chalas rosh v'lo mitoch shechras. It's an impossibility, says the Rambam. If you see someone who's drunk and they're claiming they're being mekayim simchas yontif, they're lying. Or they're just ignorant. One of the two. They don't know that it's impossible. Do you know why? Because simcha is a deep appreciation of depth. Of depth. Simcha is when you dance with depth. When you sing with depth. When you play instruments with depth. And these people are drunk. These people are leitzanim. They think everything's a joke. They have no depth, and therefore they have no real, genuine happiness. It can't be. Simcha is not smiling and laughing. Simcha is a feeling that you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. And on Sukkot, it's brought to a new madrega. And of course, we don't have the Simchas Beis Shoeva, but we have the lesson of the Simchas Beis Shoeva, that we can dance with depth. That we can do things with depth. You know, I saw my Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapiro, probably the greatest mussar that I ever got, was just to be in his presence. He was somebody of such nobility. I once said somewhere, and I got myself in a little trouble for this, because I really have to watch what I say, but I said, someone, when you watch Rav Moshe Shapiro, and you see how he acts, you can never drink from a bottle again. Because you just feel so elevated that you just need to drink from a cup. And there have been times And Hashem should protect me that I should be able to continue this. But there have been times I was even in the desert, and I remembered that I had said this publicly. I got myself into trouble, and if you have to bring a cup everywhere now. But to be around nobility, to realize that there's greatness, to expose ourselves to greatness, to see real people really enriched and loaded with Kol HaTorah Kula, who see the world differently, who hear the world differently, and who appreciate things differently. And it has an effect on us. And we sit there as spectators, we see and we hear, but we go up with them. And we eventually could become like that. And that those are the aspirations that we need in life. When we see the joy of our Rebbe after he answers Akasha, we should be jealous. Because we are happy like fools. And this is a simcha of tremendous joy. You know, Rabbeinu Yonah says that facial expressions are a form of Kiddush Hashem. Why? Because when you see somebody who's so excited about a Rashba, who's so excited about a Diyuk and a Rashi, it's Makari Shem Shemayim, because it teaches us what real happiness is about. And there are people who do all sorts of strange things. They want to get into a Kabbalah Shabbos. They go, pre-game for Kabbalah Shabbos! And they have 5 or 6 l'chaims, and they're basically, somebody has to keep them from toppling over. They're like, l'chadori l'ikros kala. Fool! Fool! You know what simcha is? Simcha is a glass of wine. At the table, a good steak. We ordered my parents got me the best steaks this Yontif. We're saving them for Simchas Torah. Really good steaks. And Ato v'chartanu haymi kol ha'amim ahavdaisanu v'ratzitzavanu v'raymantanu mikal ha'shaynais. That is Simcha, Rabosai. And we can have that in our sukkah. And Yushalayim misses all the Halagi Yidin. But this year is going to be a tikkun on all the hotels of people who think that Simchas Yontif is about putting seminary girls and yeshiva bachrim at the same table, but of course at different parts of the table. And they shtel unlimited amounts of l'chaims? No. That's not Simchas Yontif, and Yushalayim is having menucha this year from this type of narishkeit. All of the rooftops of fancy hotels are just sitting there empty, singing V'samachta B'chagecha, like the way Yushalmi is supposed to sing. I love you all so much. It's Erev Yontif in Yushalayim Ner HaKodesh. Feel the energy. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva. This is where it all happened. You're part of it because you're hearing Divrei Torah from Yushalayim Ner HaKodesh. We should all be neschazek to really tap into Simchas Yontif, to be from the winners. And if you see anyone who doesn't know how to be really besimcha on Yontif, stay far away from them. Gravitate towards the Rashi Yeshiva, the Chachmei Yisrael in your life, the people who know what life is about, and grab onto them and let them take you up with you. Have a Chag Sameach, a Lichtiga Simcha Dika Chag. Good Yontif.